Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer. I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview, which is the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Roger Schmidt. Roger, thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here, Brooke.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here, especially during such a busy time of year that you could sneak away. But we're here to talk about something kind of big that does have to do with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Partly has to do with the birthday celebration and how we're going to celebrate that. So yeah. Jazz on the Waterfront.
Jazz on the Waterfront. Yeah, yep.
That's going to be this Saturday.
This Saturday, and our theme is the music of spies and other dangerous agents. So we're doing in addition to a very fancy Moroccan meal, we have a professional big band of about 18 players and four singers, and we're doing the music of James Bond. So over 60 years, it's the most, I think, one of the most successful movie franchises ever. And one of the things that allowed them to do was every time a Bond movie came out, they worked, it was very, extremely important for them to find a singer, a songwriter that captured the moment. And each film sort of captures its zeitgeist. I love using that word. You got to throw in zeitgeist once in the morning every year, at least once in a year. And so it's just really fantastic because the music takes us from Shirley Bassey in the 60s, which has, you know, this, she's, I think, Welsh/Nigerian singer that was, you know, the grand dame of England for her iconic songs like Goldfinger or Diamonds Are Forever, and then all the way to Adele with Skyfall. And it's just this amazing journey across time and across sort of these time periods. In addition to all the Bond music, we're also doing our first set is a lot of the detective spy television shows that started coming out in the 60s, starting as early with Asphalt Jungle, which Duke Ellington wrote the theme song for, and Peter Gunn and the Pink Panther theme, so Henry Mancini. There's the Hanna-Barbera era with Johnny Curtin, who was a sort of a kind of a teenage or young boy, you know, secret agent, go solve problems all over the world. And it has this incredible theme song with, you know, with just flashy trumpets and sort of pounding drums and trombones playing faster than they probably should. And it's just fantastic. It's just like little compact. There was this incredible time period when you had a lot of Europeans that, because of World War II, left Europe, composers who then went to Hollywood and started this kind of golden era of composing music. And because of that, the music that comes out of, you know, basically for Hollywood has this incredible tradition. It's an extraordinary composer like Henry Mancini or you know, again, even Duke Ellington got in on the action. This is by a composer named Hoyt Curtin, who did a lot of the cartoon music and has that kind of feeling of sort of kabam, pow, you know, that kind of feeling to it. And then we get into kind of the 80s TV, Charlie's Angels, Magnum P.I., Hawaii Five-O, and then and that's our first set. Then our middle set's the James Bond tunes that all have singers fronting them.
For what we'll be seeing at Jazz on the Waterfront as well, there'll be vocals included.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, this is all Jazz at the Waterfront. So second set is all Bond songs, and we have a fantastic, very successful pop singer named Musette, who's coming to sing a number of the songs. My daughter Mina is singing "For Your Eyes Only" and another Carly Simon song. Andrew Hames is singing some of the there's a Tom Jones, Matt Monroe, you know, again from Russia With Love, is one of the songs. And so just a fantastic lineup. Rhiannon and Gavon singing as well on the show. She's singing Kim Possible in the first set, which is going to be super fun. And then our last set of the night is kind of the big movies that I sort of think of as coming out of that spy agent world. So we've got Get Smart, we've got Mission Impossible, we've got The Incredibles, a Tank, which comes from Space Cowboy Bebop, just a great kind of Japanese kind of anime show that came out a little while ago.
Great. Wow, this sounds jam-packed and also high energy.
super high energy, super high octane. It's just, you know, spies.
And now, like, I do wonder a little bit when I'm hearing about James Bond, I'm imagining like glitter, and I'm wondering how people can dress for this.
We're hoping that people will come. I think we put on the invitation that it's a semi-formal event, so we're hoping to see some glitter. We're hoping to see some suits.
Okay.
We're hoping that people will, you know,
dress up for it.
Step up for it. I'll be wearing a tux. The band will be wearing tuxes.
Very cool.
The singers have already been talking about gowns and that kind of thing for months.
Well, and I want to know a little bit more about this meal. A Moroccan meal sounds fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about what to expect and who's making this meal.
Yeah, so we have, you know, a great kitchen staff. There's 12 people that work for us in the summer to serve. They're turning around like 900 meals a day, actually, at the camp. So a great team. Doug Comstock is local. We all know Doug.
Yep.
And Doug is our head chef. And we're going to have a lamb as one of our main dishes. We're going to have an orange spice cake for dessert. We have different appetizers, Middle Eastern appetizers.
Yeah. Such good food, Moroccan food, I think of. Yeah, wonderful spicing, often lamb. Yeah.
Aromatic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to give listeners a chance to find out if they can still get tickets and where they can get them, how much they cost, this kind of information.
Yeah, you bet. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is and I think you brought this up a little earlier, this is our 50th year. It's our 50th anniversary. So it's kind of our 50th gala show. And it's a way that we raise money for our scholarships for our kids. This year, we're giving out over $150,000 of scholarships to a quarter of our students at camp are receiving need-based financial aid to attend the camp. The cost of the show, it starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday. It costs $100 for a four-course, five-course meal plus a professional big band. And there are tickets available at fineartscamp.org/shows. Or just go to our website, Fine Arts Camp, and you'll see a show tab. Click on that. Mm-hmm. You can buy tickets online.
Can you get them at the door or anywhere else in town?
No, okay. Only online right now. We just have a few tickets right now. Last I checked, there were very few, so people should. And they can call the office if they want. Call the office at 907-747-3085 or go online. But we won't be selling them at the door. We will not be, and there isn't another place that's for sale right now.
Okay, wonderful. So this Saturday, just a few days from now, it'll be 7 p.m. at Odess, and tickets to be bought ahead of time. If you want to get a ticket, there are just a few left.
Yeah.
Or you can call 747-3085 about tickets as well.
Yeah.
Anything else listeners should know as they prepare to come out to this event?
Dress up. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Wonderful. Well, and I'm guessing we're going to talk to you a little bit later this summer as we start to hear a little bit about camps gearing up for performances.
So this weekend is actually Thursday, Friday are our final middle school performances. And just a really quick synopsis, if we have time, Brooke, I can give you a little bit about the camp. So we're finishing up. This is our second week of middle school camp. We already finished elementary camp. Elementary camp, we had over 225 students, 227, something like that. The most by far we've ever had of students. It went exceptionally well. Middle school, we've got 260 some students here from all over the state, all over the country. We'll have another 250-60 students at our high school camp. It's the biggest. Each camp is the biggest camp it's been. It's been exciting. It's gone well. And the final performances are going to be fantastic. They're 7 o'clock on Thursday and Friday at the Performing Arts Center. And then also we have an art show and small performances on Friday, this Friday, at 1 o'clock on the campus. The public's just welcome to come through, browse, walk through, look at some fantastic art, and hear some of our smaller groups perform. And then we have another 2 weeks of high school camp. And then after that, our big musical theater camp, our big show for our 50th anniversary, we chose the iconic Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Okay. Wow. I'm looking forward to that. That sounds great. Well, thank you for taking some time out from your busy schedule to tell us about what's going on. And we'll hopefully see people will see you this Saturday at Jazz on the Waterfront.
Thanks, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.